Sokala Duma Radio.
Hi, I'm Simungil. I think Vets will go to the final because their squad is have that depth. They are strong. Their signings are terrible. Come on, Steven Pienaar, they're in class. So those signings, I think they have their experience. So they can push them through and go to the final. Maybe win it, who knows. But I think Vets and Cape Town City, but I still give my respect, but if they doubt, they can too make it. Come on, they beat Mamelodi Sundowns and I'll play them.
Well, they say you don't know what you've got until it's gone. We here, we haven't gone anywhere. My name is Nkululeko Nkeu. Hello and welcome to you. This is a Sokala Duma weekend special. It's the PSL and National First Division preview show. Stay tuned to hear from Peter Roth, who's going to give you insight about what's going on in the National First Division so far. We also have Sokala Duma journalist Zola Doda to talk about the MTN 8. Yes, it is MTN 8 semifinals. It's the Yellow Weekend, so that's what we'll be previewing. And in that spirit, of course, we asked you on Facebook to send us your voice notes about who you think is going to be in the final of the MTN 8. It's Maritzburg United, SuperSport United, Bidvest Wits, and of course, Cape Town City. Benny McCarthy doing well so far without any loss in 3 games. But before that, let's look at the PSL news that happened throughout the week. Kaizer Chiefs head coach Steve Compella is set to meet with the club's management during the coming days to discuss the way forward after a tough start to the season. Compella is expected to meet with his Amakhosi bosses at some point in the international break, and where they will no doubt be talking about what lies ahead of the after two trophyless campaigns. Tendai Ndoro has completed his move from Orlando Pirates to Saudi Arabian outfit AS Faisali. Ndoro finished last campaign as Pirates' top scorer in all competitions as he netted 13 goals in 37 appearances. Chippa United have confirmed the signing of highly rated defender Ayabulela Konqobe on a long-term contract. The 21-year-old penned a 3-year deal after agreeing terms with the Chili Boys, putting to bed issues about his contractual situation that involved AmaZulu before. And in the same breath, former Chippa striker Rulani Manzini has joined AmaZulu. Quickly wrapping up other stories, Cape Town City are in talks with a Turkish club for Lebuhang Manyama. Indications are that City are willing to lower their asking price of 15.6 million rands, although this would still be higher than what the Turks are willing to offer. SuperSport United have completed the signing of Nigerian striker Azubuike Ugwekwe, buying him from Finnish side KUPS. And that's it for now with the PSL stories. And on that note, let's listen to more of your voice notes.
Yeah, it's Kusela here. It's Kusela Ngozi here. Maritzburg United is going to take, it's going to win MTN 8, you know. They play very well. They are solid at the back, you know. So I think so far, Maritzburg hasn't conceded a single goal this season. So Maritzburg, I think they're going to win MTN 8, you know, the champions of MTN 8, you know. So Maritzburg, a bet. Maritzburg is going to win the championship.
Definitely, it will be Maritzburg United versus Cape Town City. Remember, their coaches are fresh from their playing days, so they're gonna prove themselves there.
As for me, I think SuperSport they will go to MTN 8 final because, as you see, they are strong enough and beware of their coach, Eric Tingler. That guy, he knows how to read the game, you know. Yeah, I just think SuperSport is going to take all that money, yeah.
Taking a quick look now at the PSL results from midweek, Mamelodi Sundowns lost out to Polokwane City 2-1. Chippa United beat AmaZulu by 2-0. Baroka played to a stalemate against Orlando Pirates 1-0. Kaizer Chiefs red card in the 6th minute. They lost out to SuperSport United 2-1. They were at home. Free State Stars, another red card match, drew with Bidvest Wits 2-0. And they've subsequently lost their coach, of course. Fadlu Davis, great start to the season. Maritzburg United beating Ajax 2-0, Ajax Cape Town. Cape Town City beating 3-1 Platinum Stars. Great start again for Benny McCarthy. And lastly, Lamontville Golden Arrows drawing 1-0 against Bloemfontein Celtic. Clinton Larson getting a point against his former side there. All right, we have now in the building Uzola Dode, is a Sokala Duma journalist, to talk about what has recently happened in the PSL, but mostly about the MTN 8 semi-final. Zola, thank you very much for your time. How are you, sir?
I'm very good. And you?
I'm very well, man. It's nice to speak to you. First things first, what have you made of the PSL? Maritzburg United are top of the log. Should we make anything about that? Also, Cape Town City, top of the log. Both of them haven't lost.
Yeah. Look, I think with Maritzburg United is the fact that they made a very good decision by keeping Fadlu David as their coach. He's been with those players for a very long time and he understands them very well. So it was about time that the team management actually gave him a chance to manage the team, and the players want to do well for him. They don't want to disappoint him. And you can call this also a honeymoon phase, because when most assistant coaches are promoted to head coaches, a lot of good things happen. And that's what Fadlu David is experiencing. And also Eric Tinkler at SuperSport United is doing a very, very good job. And Benny McCarthy has also started very well at Cape Town City.
We spoke to him after the game at Platinum Stars, and he was talking about beginner's luck.
Can't you see the grace? Can't you see the blessings? The blessings grow, bro. This is easy, yo. Yes. Beginner's luck, I think. I think we got a nice squad. We got a good coaching team, and we're all young guys, and you know, we're ambitious, and I think our approach with the players are completely, I won't say chillaxing, but we're not as marshalling them, and you know, with a cane behind them. We give them the freedom, we want them to enjoy themselves, but according in the structure of how the system that we want to play, the style that we want to play, and the discipline. And as long as they do that, then, you know, I would just want them to play fun, to have fun and enjoy themselves, play with a smile on their face, and then things will come. There's enough quality there if we match opposition physicality and the pace of the game, high intensity. Then I think quality, we overload with quality. So I think we need to do the dirty work first and foremost. And I think that's what we seem to do pretty okay. You know, we keep teams at bay. And then eventually, as the game progresses, then the quality comes through.
Would you say it's beginner's luck? Or would you say that really it's genuine from him to be inspiring his team technically and all that? Or it's just luck?
I think it's more to do with continuity. Because if you can look at how that team finished under Mohsen Etukrag when they were still in Mpumalanga Black Aces, they finished number 4 on the log, and they almost won the log, and they almost won the league that season. Eric Tinker took over. He didn't make too many changes. He kept about 15 players from the team that finished 4th under Mohsen Etukrag. So he continued from that. They finished number 3 on the log. They also won the Telkom knockout. So Benny McCarthy has taken over. The team hasn't dropped the level. They've introduced Ayanda Potosi. They've signed Teko Modise. And they've also basically added like good players from what they had last season. So this is the continuity of what has been happening for the last 3 seasons. And it's very good for Benny McCarthy to have this good start in his career.
And on the contrary, of course, the fact that we're speaking about good performers, we also have to mention the not-so-good performers. One of them, obviously, Platinum Stars. The coach has not started really well. There are 2 losses in 2 games. Kaizer Chiefs, no win in 2 games, and also out of the MTN 8 as well. What do you make of that? Is it too early? When we last spoke, I spoke about the fact that it's still too early. Can you sympathize with the coaches in terms of the period within which we are in now in this current season?
No, I do not sympathize with the coaches, because especially Steve Compella, someone who's been with the team for 3 seasons. And if you say that it's too early for Kaizer Chiefs, that means that we're only looking at what's going on this season. But if you can look at it on the basis of what has been going on from the last 3 seasons, then you cannot really say it's too early, because you can't have a team for 3 seasons and then still perform the same way you did last season. Kaizer Chiefs lost against SuperSport in the first game of the season in the MTN 8, but that game I felt they did very well and they were unlucky. Against Celtic, they didn't perform very well. And against SuperSport last night, they were very exposed. So for me, I think Kaizer Chiefs is going to have a very, very difficult season. And for a team like Mamelodi Sundowns, they didn't perform very well against Maritzburg when they were knocked out of the MTN 8. They came back and they played well in the league against SuperSport because it's their arch rivals. And against Polokwane City, I felt that they undermined them because they missed chances, especially their new signing, Sikotlong. I felt Polokwane City were undermined by Sundowns and they punished them for that. So I think these two, but Peter Musimane is a good team to bounce back, but I'm not sure about Kaizer Chiefs.
Yeah. Are there any gaps before we look at the MTN 8 fixtures? Are there any gaps already that you're noticing tactically from Sundowns? The fact that they've lost Rolani Mokoena. Are there any gaps now because they've lost to Maritzburg United? They've lost to Polokwane City. Like teams that are not at the same strength as Mamelodi Sundowns, but they've lost to them.
Look, I think Peter Musimane's biggest mistake is that he's focusing too much on the African Champions League to a point that what's going on in the PSL is no longer very important for him. I know that it's very important that Sundowns win the Champions League and they also have to defend it. That's good. The entire country's behind them. But you also can't run away from the fact that you have to do well in your domestic football. You have to do well in the MTN 8. You have to do well in the league. So this good start is also based on the fact that the team is focusing more on the CAF Champions League. But after that, I think they have a good squad to go on and do well this season.
All right, looking ahead then in this weekend's fixtures, SuperSport United playing against Maritzburg United. We've mentioned Maritzburg is the number one in the league so far, even though it's only two games. SuperSport United as well, not too bad because they've defeated Kaizer Chiefs twice already this season. That match is going to be played on Saturday at 8:15 on the 26th. Of August. What do you see there? Which team would you tip? SuperSport United being at home as well. Which team would you tip to go through to the second leg with a lead?
Look, here's the thing about the MTN 8. It's a two-leg game. If this match was played over one leg, I would have said Maritzburg United are going to beat SuperSport United. If Cape Town City were playing against Bidvest Wests over one leg, I was going to say Cape Town City was going to win because, I mean, they do have what it takes to win. But the problem is that when it comes to matches that are played over two legs, experienced teams always come on top. SuperSport United can play against Maritzburg United. They can make mistakes. They can get a draw. But second leg, they'll come back stronger because they are a technically stronger team.
So over 90 minutes, it would have been easier for them to get a... They can rob a point or two or
exactly.
3 points. But now it's a cup competition played over two legs.
Exactly.
So the stronger team would definitely be in a better position.
Exactly. It's the same with Cape Town City as well as Bidvest Wests. Bidvest Wests, they didn't have a good start of the season. They all lost to Cape Town City. But now with this match, the first leg, they might drop the ball, but they have a chance of bouncing back in the second leg. So I'll fancy SuperSport United and Verge to go ahead and reach the final.
SuperSport United and Verge to reach the final, and that's you, Zola Dota, and your predictions on the MTN 8. Thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, sir.
Hello to Sokala Tumo Radio. My name is Lindani Mtavela. My prediction for MTN 8 finalist goes to Cape Town City. Cape Town City will be playing finals. Why? Because it looked like the team that is very organized, offensive and attacking. So they are good, and you can see their focus. They are happy with the new coach. He's giving the players the freedom they want. So it's up to them. So according to me, Cape Town City is going to be on the finals.
Hi, my name is Erasmus. I just want to say for the MTN 8, I think Cape Town City and SuperSport United will go to the final. And then Cape Town City will win the MTN 8.
All right, we're now joined on the line by Sokala Duma journalist and National First Division specialist Peter Roth. Peter, thank you very much for your time. How's it going?
No, pleasure. No, not too bad. Second weekend now for the NFT.
And what have you made of the first week? I mean, the relatively new teams, even though they are old teams in the form of Ubuntu, Richards Bay, and the new guys, the newbies, Super Eagles. What did you make of them from the first week?
Yeah, look, I think both Ubuntu and Utongati played very well, but see, they both conceded in the last minutes, which is something, obviously, concentration came into it. So those two teams have got to pick up, you know, because when you concede, your head starts dropping in the early stage. No team wants to concede in the last minute. So those were dropped points. the other new guys, don't ask me how to pronounce them, but I'll just say TTM.
Sakuma.
Yeah. Look, they did very well, apparently, according to Joel Masutu, the GM. Even though they lost 1-0 to All Stars, they had 9 attempts at goal at a packed Toyota Stadium. So it was like 20,000 fans. So the guys love Limpopo football.
Well, let's look at guys like Stellenbosch FC. They're already top of the log, even though it's just one game and they've won against Ubuntu. Guys like Black Leopards as well, they're top of the log as well, with a 1-0 victory over Mbombela. Do you think that we will see the same identity of teams in the playoffs going forward? Do you think that the guys that were strong last season will still be the guys fighting for promotion or automatic promotion?
Yeah, look, I think Steve's assembled almost a new team. He's got some good strikers, this Monene and a guy from Namibia, Tertius Useb, both scored on debuts for Stellenbosch. So I think, look, Steve's a wily old coach. He knows his job. He's promoted teams before. Leopards also, they'll be up there. Look, they got an away win on the first day against Mbombela. Highlands will be there again because, remember, they went straight up and straight down. And they beat Joma on the first day, which was a good win for them. So
and the former Tanda Royals, Zulu, Richards Bay, do you think that the fact that they won automatic promotion and then they sold their status to AmaZulu, would that dampen the mood in the squad to an extent that they wouldn't really be motivated to try again this year their best level to be promoted? Do you think that they would have a lackluster season this season?
Yeah, it's a tricky question, eh? Look, they've only played one and Real Kings, it was a draw 1-1. It's difficult, eh? I mean, can you imagine being a soccer player and you think you're in the PSL and you wake up and you're back in the NSD? I mean, I know they've changed their team, but, you know, can you imagine? It must be horrible. It's like at work, you get promoted to a top job and the boss comes to you the next day and says, hey, guy, listen, you're back to your old job. So... yeah, I don't know. I think time will tell.
Yeah, and the last one for me would be the fate of guys like Jomo Cosmos, Amatax, teams that were recently playing in the PSL. They are now permanent features in the NFD. What do you think is the challenge with Jomo and Amatax? Do you think that they may be taking this for granted? Do you think that Jomo doesn't have anything in the tank left for him to inspire his boys to go back to the PSL? Why is it that they're spending now more than 2 seasons in the PSL, whereas other teams go back down and then straight up again?
Yeah, look, with Jomo, I mean, you saw how he got relegated 2 seasons ago. I mean, and so, yeah, look, every time I talk to Jomo, he says, this is our season, you know? But, you know, it's difficult. They don't score enough goals. Okay, I think they've kept their team, which is okay now. I think they've solidified. So they just need to... look, they normally finish well. So, let's see. So, okay, let's just see how they carry on. But I think if they start winning early in the season, then they'll maintain it. But, yeah, you're right. Eh? They just... don't have it. Look, Sean Bartlett's also done a big... I think he was very disappointed last year at Amatax there, but I believe they've changed their entire team. So maybe they were just taking it for granted, thinking it'll just easy to come back, but it's not like the old days where teams bounce back, eh?
All right, that's pretty much it from our side. We thank you very much, Peter, for that update in the NFD. We'll keep on bothering you when we have questions. We know that you're the guru in that league, and we appreciate your thoughts. Thank you so much, man.
All right, pleasure, guys. Thanks, eh?
Well, as always, it's much appreciated to have an expert giving us an opinion about the National First Division, and we take a look now at the fixtures in this coming weekend in the National First Division. Cape Town All-Stars on Friday, playing against Richards Bay FC. Cape Town All-Stars being the home team, the match is going to be played at 3 p.m. All fixtures actually are played at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. Royal Eagles on Saturday. Royal Eagles are playing against Highlands Park. Royal Kings playing against Witbank Spurs. And Stellenbosch hosting Uthongathi. Super Eagles are also hosting Mbombela FC. That's on Saturday, all those matches. And then on Sunday, the 27th of August, Black Leopards are hosting Ubuntu, Cape Town FC. And then Jomo Cosmos are hosting Amatax. And lastly, Mthatha Bucks are hosting Tsakuma Tsamazivadira, TTM, the unpronounceable team. We'll see if Mthatha Bucks will be able to get the 3 points. Remember that in the first game, they played to a 1-0 draw, getting a point there. Alright, we take a look now, or we listen to some of your opinions about who do you think is going to be in the final of the MTN 8.
Morning SL Radio, my name is Mazuzuma from Lamontville, Durban. For me, I'd say the teams that are going to be in the final has to be Wits University and Maritzburg United, judging from their form that they've been currently playing on. So it's only fair for me to pick Pitbats Wits, because the game they played against Free State Stars, they did well, even though Free State Stars came back with the light equalizer, and Maritzburg United, judging from the current form they are playing in, they are really going to qualify for the final.
I think Cape Town City will go to the finals because Benny and his boys, they are intended to win the MTNA title.
Oh, thank you so much, Zola Dota, for your sharp and cutting edge and insightful views. And I need to thank once again Peter Roth for his views as well and his time. We also thank you for listening, of course, and your voice notes. Keep on sending them when we ask you questions on Facebook. My name is Nkululeko Nkewu, and this is the Sokala Duma Weekend Special Preview Show. We thank you for listening. We hope to hear from you once again next week. It's goodbye for now.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.